Foundations of Amateur Radio. When was the last time you told a story? The hobby of amateur radio represents as diverse and disparate a group of humanity as I've come across in my life. While that might mark me as living a sheltered existence, I have been around the globe and experienced some of what life celebration looks like. One thing I never tire of is hearing stories from the people I meet, each unique and worthy of my time and consideration. Over the years, in the context of broadcast radio and subsequently producing amateur radio news for over 7 years, I've had the opportunity to interview people and record their stories and share them with the world. There are stories I keep retelling and others I'll never share, depending on what I've been entrusted with. I'm mentioning all this because I think that our stories are what makes us a community, a group of humans with different lives who have a common itch to scratch, conveniently labelled amateur radio. With social media increasingly manipulated into highlighting and emphasising our differences, it's good to remember that we can use it to celebrate our common ground, glued together by this crazy, beautiful, rewarding, frustrating and experimental hobby we share. So next time you get on air, behind a keyboard or rub your finger on glass, remember, we can share our stories and be richer for the experience. I should point out that the nature of the stories we tell each other is dependent on you. While telling tales with embellishment is attractive, I rather think that it's remarkable, all on its own, that we can use minuscule amounts of energy captured by a piece of random wire to communicate with someone on the other side of the world, so much so that glitter is rarely required. You don't need to feel compelled to narrate your life story either, although that's entirely up to you. I'd encourage you to share your adventures, one story at a time, to inspire those around you to embark on their next journey of discovery. And if you're shy and you're not sure how to start, start small. One story at a time. Practice makes perfect. Also, if your circuit board narrative smells of chicken, you're holding the wrong end of the soldering iron. Meanwhile, I'll persist with the recalcitrant Soapy Audio software in search for the final missing puzzle piece, to make this infernal contraption do what I can imagine. If only that cursed yak would stand still, but that's a story for another day. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.